love this song.
Wait a minute, baby. Going too fast. I'ma turn back. Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Ooh, I'ma turn back. Don't even know what we're fighting for. But damn, I need a minute. So baby, keep your distance. Hurt enough, so I'ma just go.
Come on, Cash.
By the waiting up, I just need some time alone. Ooh, damn, where the hell are my keys? I just wanna leave, get in my car, and I'ma just drive all night. Turn on my phone, radio on, it's driving. I'm just speeding down the road. And I head out of control. Thinking about you all the way. And I can't even deny. Thinking about you all the way home. Oh,
wait a minute, baby. Going too fast.
Oh, I'ma turn back. I've been thinking about you all the way home. Oh.
All right, this is my song.
I told you you'd know it.
Absolutely. You got to turn it off. I'm going to keep
going. I'm working on it. Hey, girlfriends.
Hi, girlfriends.
How are y'all?
If y'all don't know, that is Miss Tamar Braxton, All the Way Home. OG. That's an OG song.
Baby, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'ma turn back.
Oh, what is she?
I'ma come right back to you.
She'd be like.
All the way.
Oh, wow.
I'ma come right back to you.
It always feels weird when we record on a Wednesday.
I wonder if that's the day that usually works better for us, I think, or something. If it's never on a Sunday.
And if it's not on a Sunday, it has to be Wednesday.
And it's not as late as the latest. This isn't throwing me off as much.
Well, yeah, it's not dark. You got here.
It was like 7 or 8.
Because I think, didn't you work that day?
Probably.
Yeah.
And I hated it. But anyways, hey. We're back.
Another week. More bullshit.
Coming into April very quickly. And it's still cold. But anyways.
Speaking of which. Mine not today, before it gets warm. You know, they've been making a lot of new deodorants lately, aluminum free. And I think what a lot of y'all need to realize is that some of y'all need that aluminum. Yeah, some of y'all need to go on to that store. And if you see aluminum free, just put it back on the shelf and grab you something with a little cancer in it. Because some of you be a little too ripe during the summer months.
And I think some people also grab, it's an antiperspirant and not a deodorant. You should get both. Because yeah, antiperspirant just
keeps
you dry.
You from sweating.
You're still going to stink. And it's festival season. It's, you know, everybody's going to be crowded. It's going to be stinky.
And so. Everybody's on tour. Have you seen the announcements?
I've only seen, is it Coachella? No, is it Coachella? Or what's the one that takes place here? Lala.
Palooza.
I think I've seen that one.
Girl, Janae Aiko, Tink, Maxwell, Jasmine Sullivan.
They're all going on tour, like together.
Some of them together. Oh. So Janae, Tink, Kiana Lede.
Oh, cute.
And I think like one or two other people. They're all on tour together. Meg is going on tour with GLOW.
Oh.
Maxwell, Jasmine Sullivan, and somebody else are also going on tour. It's like literally everybody decided they were all going to go on tour around the same goddamn time. And also, like,
who do you really want to see is what they're basically asking y'all.
And it truly, because they're dropping this shit with like 2 days notice. Never around payday. Tickets never drop when I'm getting paid. They always drop when I'm the brokest. It is the worst. But before y'all go to any of these motherfucking places, make sure that you have a strong deodorant. Deodorant. Odor. D.
You know.
We're taking it away. Please, for the love of everything.
I personally wear some fucking deodorant. Prefer the, it's like the white, it's a white stick that supposedly it's good where it won't stain like the black or the white clothes.
Oh,
and
I
stuff.
Use a spray.
Oh, yeah. Or there's gel, I think. I don't know if people still use gel.
I don't like the gels. They break me out.
Yeah. So you have good options.
And some of y'all choose none of them. And I just don't understand. I truly don't understand how you're okay with walking around musty. Even, and if, I will give you the natural deodorants. I used to be a natural deodorant girl where I just had the salt stick. Your body has to have time to get used to it. So if you're going to start this shit, start it now. So that by the time the summer gets here, you're still going to sweat. But at least you ain't going to stink.
Does baby powder, is that just to help you stay dry?
Yes.
Oh, my stepdad still uses baby powder.
Under his arms?
Yeah.
Childish.
Among other places, but yeah.
Childish.
I don't know. It works for him.
Don't want no chalky dick.
But I wonder if you, I'm sorry?
I said, who wants chalky dick is what I said. You heard correctly.
Do you like put the deodorant, I'm sorry. Yeah, do you put deodorant and then powder?
Or maybe they're just putting baby powder.
I mean, it smells good, but I don't know if it's going to do much.
Childish.
Yeah, and he's gonna be 50 in a couple years, but hey,
to each their own.
If it don't wait, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Unless you stink. Okay. Some of y'all be ripe in the summer. No. Some of y'all be ripe in the winter. How are you musty? You know that picture of Michael Jackson where he's like purely disgusted? That's how I feel about you niggas when y'all are musty in the goddamn winter. Put on some deodorant.
Yeah, thankfully, I haven't ran into people.
Why is it up so loud?
Including friends, where it's like, I come up to them, I'm like, woof.
Girl, put some on.
And if I do it, it's usually only because they're like a smoker or something. And I'm like, no matter how hard they try, it's just.
You smell it.
On them, clothes, hair, everything.
I went to Sevis, and that's CVS for those who don't know. And there was somebody in there dropping off a package or something, and I walked past the both of them, and they smelled purely of weed and perfume, and it was
weed, yeah, but cigarettes is, yeah, people. I feel, I don't judge if you smoke.
I do.
I'd rather you didn't. You know, I'm trying to keep you alive, but
I don't give a fuck about that. It's just
stuff
disgusting.
Sticks to you, no matter how much perfume you try to put on. And then it's like the perfume doesn't even mask it; it's just blended in with the cigarette smell. It's not cute.
Gross.
But yeah, so please put on deodorant every day, you know. I do it before I leave.
All of them days.
Sometimes I do it before I go to bed for whatever reason. But
just in case you sweat and you sleep.
Yeah. You could even put one in your bedroom, one in your bathroom. Boom. And they're not that expensive. Really, you can get a 2-pack or a 3-pack. But anyways, let's see. 3, 2. Bing, boom. Y'all know what time it is. We're Hey Girlfriend Podcast. I think, I don't even know if we did our introductions, but I'm Charlie. That's AJ. We do episodes every Thursday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google, and a couple other ones that I've never even like used or heard of, but we're on there in case people use them on wherever.
Tracker, Stitcher, all of those things.
Yeah. So to my knowledge, Apple and Spotify is our most used. Wherever you do listen, please follow, subscribe, give us a review, please and thank you. And on Spotify specifically, if you look at the episodes, every time an episode comes out, there's going to be a link. And additionally, it's going to be like, what did you think about the episode? If you click on the link, it's going to take you to a link tree. You can follow us on our Instagram, Hey Girlfriend Podcast. It's going to take you to a Fundly if you would like to donate. If you don't want to do Fundly, simply do Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Whatever. What else is on there? I think that's it. I think it's where you can listen, where you can follow us on Instagram, and how you can donate if you'd like. I think are the three main things.
Mm-hmm.
With our Instagram, it's Hey Girlfriend Podcast. So please feel free to follow us there. Hit us up in our DMs. If you want to collab, if you want to be on the show, if you have any, I don't want to say critiques, but if you just have any suggestions or episode ideas.
Critiques are okay.
Or if you just want to just, you know, shoot the shits with us, you're more than welcome to. DMs are wide open. And yeah, that was it. I think it's the fastest I've ever done this.
It is. You got straight to the point this time.
I'm very proud of myself.
And you got through everything, even the description.
I am proud of myself.
Maybe Wednesdays are better.
It's because you got to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe I've been up for a while and I'm kind of more energized and ready to go or something.
We're on completely different ends of the spectrum there.
We're going to go to commercial and we're going to come back. And this one is kind of like a just talking, but specific in a way as well. So we'll be back and yeah, we're going to get existential for a little bit.
See ya.
Hey, girlfriends. I'm Tay.
And I'm Charlie.
And we are the host of the Hey Co-Friends podcast.
For those who are new and want to know what it is that we talk about,
we just be talking.
Whether it's talking about working on communication skills, working through past trauma, or simply playing a game of song association.
We put those episodes out every Thursday. And more recently, we've started recording Instagram Live episodes every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central.
We really appreciate the love and support we've gotten over the years. And we just wanted to share a new way you guys can support us.
You can now choose to pay a monthly subscription of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99, which will allow us to do more things for y'all, whether it's a giveaway, recording new episodes via video, or opening a merch store.
If you can't financially support, which I understand, you can always simply share a podcast on social media or through word of mouth.
Or, you know, hit and play and let that thing play on mute in the background while you're working, because either way, a stream is a stream. But for real though, we appreciate the support from y'all and wanted to continue to grow and do more.
Please be sure to check out Hey Girlfriends wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember,
stay moisturized.
I wanted to do butterflies, but I wasn't.
I had a feeling you would, which is why I was looking at you the way that I was.
Slide on me like cha-cha. And you want to do it all night. If you haven't heard Tyler's album, listen
give
to
it. Give it a listen. It's really good.
It's a no skip.
And you know what I noticed? She doesn't cuss.
Oh, yeah. There was one. And Jump, I thought she was saying, fuck it up. But she's just saying, back it up. And I was looking. I was like, it doesn't have the little E. She'd be like, jump, 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 jump. And she's saying, back it up, tup. And I was like, she was like, fuck it up, tup. That's what I was like.
She doesn't say, fuck it up.
Yeah. Tum, 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 buck it up, tup. But I was like, fuck it up. Maibo, you know, I like to make it jump, 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 jump.
Hey.
That's my song. Anyways. So today.
What is life? What the fuck is life?
Oh, man. Where to begin? Let's see how we have this set up. What's the first point? What do I want to do with my life?
Ooh. I have no fucking idea.
And I'm getting tired of that question in interviews of where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Hopefully better off financially.
Where do I see myself and what actually happens are two very different things. What was I talking about this with? Can't remember if I talked about it in here with somebody, but oh, I think I was talking about it with somebody. I had general ideas of what I was going to be like getting close to my 30s, and I'll be 30 this year. And the last 3 years have been just kind of a
clusterfuck.
You could say that.
That's what they've been doing.
I was going to say the last 3 years was not what I was expecting at all. So once my ex and I broke up, it just kind of was just like, well, we'll see what happens now because I had plans. The last 3 years have just kind of been a, we'll see. So we're 2024. So that was 2021. So 2021 going to 2022, I was a mess. I had just started the job that I'm at now. And that was a weird transitional period. And then, yeah, I've just been kind of enjoying that, I guess. But what do I want to do with my life? Well, with my 30s, and I've been talking about this forever.
You bring up fucking kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
I fucking knew it.
This is a life goal. This is important for me.
Yeah, we know.
And I put a personal, like, timer, I guess you can say, between 30 and 40. The goal is 4. I'm okay with 3.
That's 4 too many.
The goal is to have four, hopefully by the time I'm 40. And if I get to that point and then I don't have children, I'm just going to
adopt a bunch of dogs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I might get, you know, I'll just stick with what I have now.
Just as expensive.
Unfortunately, I can't claim them on my taxes.
You can claim them on your insurance.
Oh, well.
Cash. Relax.
So there's that. Kids or something. Hopefully I'll get married in this next decade.
Sorry.
I saw you on my peripheral, but I also heard just briefly.
You heard it?
It was
just... Oh, I hope that they didn't hear it.
Probably not.
Love.
You're supposed to be in it if I do. No, not if. When. We're gonna change that. When. When I get married.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as I'm the flower girl.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I'll fight a kid. I want you to know that.
I mean, this will depend on my partner too, but I would say kids are okay to come to my wedding, but maybe like 10 and up. Nothing too young. Because I don't want a baby crying and stuff like that. And I want the parents to be able to have fun. Like,
yeah, that's why the kids aren't invited. You want them to have fun with their dependents. That's not how that works.
Well, then, yeah, that'll be a discussion
kid
for
free.
My future partner and I.
It's okay. It's kid free.
It's my wedding.
I don't give a fuck. It's kid free.
I'm not even going
to
say nothing.
I'm going to man
up.
The door.
I would purposefully put a kid with you. Be like, y'all going to go down the aisle together. Y'all.
No, we won't.
You're both flower girls.
No, I'm the only one.
He said, I'm older.
I will kick his little ass.
You are that meme of like that girl squaring up with the child.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
100%.
So a wedding, hopefully, is in my future. A ring is in my future. What I want to do in my life isn't necessary. There's nothing specific, I would say. Like
Random spoons.
I'm sorry?
Those that get it, get it.
Say that one more time.
Random spoons.
Random spoons.
Yep.
What is that?
It's code.
Can somebody tell me who listens to this what random spoons is with the time this comes out? Because I'm not going to Google. I'm just going to wait and see. And if somebody tells me, that's how I know you listen. So thank you. Random spoons?
Yep. Rent-em spoons.
Random spoons.
Random spoons.
It's completely lost on me. But anyway.
I knew that it would be. It's the only way I could get out what I wanted to say without actually saying it because I don't remember the name that you gave this person.
Now I'm even more lost.
That's okay.
Okay.
Continue.
I would like to hopefully travel more. Whether it is overseas or if it's domestic and I'm just going to another state, and it could be as close as like Michigan or Wisconsin, I would just like to travel more. It's just having these pets is hard.
Girl. I definitely also want to travel. It's by next year, I will be traveling more. My car will be paid off and I'll have a lot more.
And at this point,
money.
I'll just go outside of Chicago. It could be like a random little like forest preserve in Illinois or something like that. Like a little log cabin. That's the most camping that I will do is glamping. Put me in the log cabin, please.
I'm going on a glamping trip.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Soon?
In June.
Oh. Is it with the same people you went last time?
No.
Oh. Because I was like, I'm going to... Cute.
Yeah.
What else? What do you want to do in your life? Let's just try to... In the next decade... Not where do you see yourself, but what would you like to do?
Better job, better pay, better pizza, Papa John's.
Very early out, okay.
What are you laughing at?
Because I was really good and that was so smooth.
I made this shit up on the spot too.
Ooh,
I definitely need a more interesting job. I get very bored very easily, and I've been very bored with this job.
And how long have you been there?
What month is it?
March.
9 months.
And you're bored already?
I've been bored.
Oh.
This is nothing new on my end. But.
Uh-huh. 9 months, okay.
I definitely want a new job. I want to have, I want to be more financially stable. I'll be in my 40s, so I would like to not be struggling.
Let's see. Not struggling is a big one.
Mm. Especially, I definitely want to travel more. That's what I was adding onto yours. I definitely want to do more traveling. I want to go outside of the country. I want to visit more of this godforsaken country that we live in.
Would you ever not, don't take like this into consideration, but like live overseas?
Mm-hmm.
That was very quick. I'm proud of you. Good. Good.
Get the fuck out of here.
I would love to live in Italy.
Sid and I had talked about moving to New Zealand for a while.
Have you even been?
No.
Why there?
You have one hair that is like, when you said New Zealand, it just like stuck up. They just have better everything. And on top of that, I would like to find, my end goal is to find like a little farm, where I have some animals, I have some land.
You?
Mm-hmm.
With animals? Like a farmer animal?
Mm-hmm.
I can see you with like a...
I want a pig so bad.
I can see you with that. I was thinking like a llama or something.
No. They spit.
Or an emu.
One spits at me and I'm a spit back and then we fighting.
That's why that'd be funny. Like an emu. Like they're very, they got a lot of attitude too.
Nah, that's not what I need in my life. I want a cow. Cows are so cute.
I like big dogs.
Yes.
Big old dogs.
I love a cow. I can be heavy handed and not hurt it. Mm.
Maybe a horse.
They kick. I don't know too much about that.
And if horse kicks you, that'll be, that's it.
That's it.
It took you.
Paraplegic right there. I don't need that in my life.
Some chickens to get some homegrown eggs?
Sure. I'll definitely do chickens.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking about eggs at all.
Okay.
And
you want a farmer life, like more rural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would like to be, I don't know, I would like to be outside of a city, but not
the edge?
Yes, but not like but not in suburban. The city. Not suburban. Not in the city and not rural. So I don't really know where I'm going to go. But
maybe like you can see it from your house. And mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's not that far.
That's nice. It's kind of in my backyard, but it kind of isn't.
Okay.
I don't know about married. I don't know about marriage. Mm-hmm. Maybe depending on who I'm with at the time, if it just makes more sense financially, then sure, I'll enter the contract, but that's all marriage is to me. I don't see it as an end goal for a relationship. I don't see it as like very important. I just see it as like a thing to do for financial and legal reasons.
Yeah, my whole thing with marriage has always been, like you said, it isn't an end goal. Like, a relationship shouldn't be defined on whether or not you're married. Where like that's the way to prove to either your partner or people that like we are in love, like we are together, blah blah blah. I think you can be with someone for 50 years plus or whatever and never be married, and it doesn't take away from the relationship. It does not mean that it wasn't as valuable or as quote serious just because there wasn't a ring and like documentation. That's just me. But me being like a lovey-dovey person, I just like it as like an extra proclamation of our love for each other. And it's a way for others to like just celebrate with us, really. For me, it's really just about the ring and the...
So you want a big ring? Or you just want a ring in general?
A ring and with like the teardrop shape.
How many carats?
I don't know. I don't care about that. Not gold, though. Either like...
Sterling silver?
Silver or titanium something. Just not gold. But yeah, the teardrop shape, and it doesn't have to be like blinged out or whatever.
Yeah, I don't need the the rings. I mean the diamonds all around the major diamond. I've always said if I buy one, it needs to be at least 2 to 3 carats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's always been my end goal as far as like if I wanted to buy a ring, it's like at least 2 carats.
And I just want the ceremony would be more private, and then the reception. is where I want it to be, like the big celebration. And I'm not trying to go super expensive because I'd rather put all that money into like the honeymoon. American weddings are expensive for no reason.
No reason. Weddings in general.
Yeah. So I don't feel like it needs to be that big of a deal. The reception could literally just be like at a regular hall. And like, you know, you can, I don't need it to be like super black tie or whatever. I would even do like a costume party. Me being me, I would do a costume party. Everybody's dressed up just for fun. The only thing that I have, Earth, Wind, and Fire, September 23rd. That would need to be the day of, just so I can play that song and I'm going to be on the floor. But then everybody, balling. But then when everybody, somebody hears a song, they'll think about my wedding. Boom. I'd rather put like.
I thought that was the day you wanted someone to propose.
No, I'd want that to be the day of like the reception, like the party. Woo, do you remember the 21st day, September? And I'd rather spend $10,000 on the honeymoon and not the wedding itself.
I'd rather spend $10,000 on a house.
Oh, I mean, yeah, of course. But if I'm going to put more money into something, we'll do the honeymoon. Like, so we can actually be gone for like a couple weeks or a month or something like that. Ooh. Out or something like that.
Without the dogs, without the animals?
That will go. That's part of the funds. They're taken care of. So that is my goal as far as marriage and stuff. And yeah, I would even do like a civil union type thing. Like, I'm not. My goal isn't like divorce. However, because I know divorce takes time and it's expensive.
Prenup.
Just to kind of get rid of all that. I guess a prenup is an option. And yeah. So me, hopefully, ideally, knock on wood, one and done. That's it. I'm married and that's it. Love of my life forever. But realistically. Ooh, I said that weird. Realistically.
Thank you. Because I was really confused. I was like, strictly dickly? Is that what you were trying to say?
Realistically, you know, if something were to happen, then at least it would be, hopefully be like amicable and like as hassle-free as possible. So that is what our goals are. Let me see. What's the second point that we had? Oh.
That was cash.
This was yours, but you just put, what have I tried?
Oh yeah, just in like jobs, things that make us happy. What have we tried that did not really work? I have tried catering. I've tried working in kitchens. I have tried desk jobs. This is just, it is just not for me. Gross.
You'll probably get here, but Cash is just kissing all up on me and I'm trying to put on the mic to see if y'all hear, but no. Yeah, let's see. I'm gonna go encompassing
in. You've my tried a lot.
Thank you. That's where I was going. my 20s was just all about finding myself.
Job after job after job after job after job.
So as some of y'all know, just a couple years ago, it was 1 year where I had like 6 jobs. I could not stay somewhere to save my life. Mm-hmm. And I've matured and grown since then because one thing about me, if I don't like somewhere, I'm leaving. And I think the quickest one is when I text AJ during probably my first or second shift asking for like, print out my resumes.
I will never forget because I was so confused. Like, didn't you just start a job? And I remember exactly where you were working too.
Me too. It was the Orange Theory.
Oh, I wasn't going to say it out loud. But I mean, yeah,
I'm
it
not
was.
There anymore, but
I'm just for legal reasons. I don't know.
What are they going to do?
I don't know, but I want to go put your business on the street.
Orange
but
Theory.
I remembered you had just started and you sent me that shit and I was like, now normally. We give it just a little time before we start looking for new jobs. But he was over it the first day, halfway into his first day. He was like, yeah, I'm going to need you to print off some of these resumes on me. This shit ain't working for me.
It was kind of like a sales job, which that is not for me.
Not for me either.
Of trying to get people to sign up for memberships. And
I don't care enough.
That. And I didn't like their tactic of you kind of ask them questions about themselves, like what are their fitness goals? What are their health goals? Blah, 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 blah. And then at the end of all that, you basically try to like switch it around. I don't maybe weaponize them or not, but you're like, but, you know, you said you want to do this and you said you want to do this and this is why you should be with us and blah, 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 blah. I'm not trying to sell nobody nothing, especially if I don't believe in it or if I don't use it, if I don't like it. If I personally don't have any ties to it, or experience with it, I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, yeah, this is amazing. You need to get this. No, I've never liked commission jobs. I've never liked sales jobs. Not for me.
I'm the same way. I told, I was a little too honest with people. And, you know, maybe it's a blessing and a curse. But like, I remember telling my job, my manager once was just like, you know, I would like to step down. And mostly because I don't want to do this. I don't want to be the main contact. I don't want people calling me. I don't care what happens when I leave this place. Like the truck could literally blow up and I would walk in the next day and not really care. I would just want to know who I could send the problem to so that it doesn't have to rely on me. Like, I just don't want to be in charge of literally anything. I'm here to collect a check and go home.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, are you fucking, like, are you serious right now? And I was like, I'm so dead ass. I wish that I was joking with you. I would really love to, because with that job, you had to like talk to your supervisor before you could move to another role.
Oh.
Just so they could understand, and then also so they were aware that you're transferring within the company.
And they were not expecting you to go the opposite direction.
No, I was just like, please, please let me step down. Please. I tried to twice. The second time I did it, they were like, are you sure? And I was like, I'm positive. And they're like, well, you can't really do that. And I was like, well, you don't want me to step down. I don't want to do what you're asking me to do. Sounds like we're in a bit of a pickle here, friend.
It's that or I leave.
And I left.
Look at that. And I'm trying to remember what my jobs were, because for some people who listen, and just like my friends and stuff like that, we make fun of me because when text time came, I had to go on a scavenger hunt to get 6 different W-2s.
I still have to do my taxes.
I did mine and I hate it. Let's see. I've done restaurant. This is just the last 10 years that I could think of. Done restaurant. I've done retail. I'm in the vet field now. I did, what else did I do? Oh, I was a social worker. That was very rewarding.
You did do that.
But also verically just emotionally and mentally taxing. I just got what you said. Yes. Honestly, if it wasn't so demanding emotionally and mentally, and we had better resources for these people to get like mental health services and stuff, I think I probably would have been able to last a little bit longer. But unfortunately, I had started just before the pandemic hit, and then it was 2020, and then boom, and like everything went to hell. I remember there was one point, and I don't know if you remember it, we were at like a YMCA. That's where we were like stationed for months. The only good thing is that Starbucks, before, we know we don't support them anymore, but Starbucks was sending us like food all the time. We were partnered with, I think, Salvation Army, which we don't support them either, but whatever.
Fuck them. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't, but in a time of need, they were there. So they gave us food every day and stuff. So, you know, we were eating good and we were all just chilling in the gymnasium. And I would bring my Xbox on like Fridays and stuff. So it was cool. But it just sucks to see young people. And that's another thing, too. So where I was at, we were doing 17 to 25. And at the time, I was maybe 26, 27. So I was in close proximity to them. So that was just another thing that was cool for me. But just to see them literally stagnant because nobody, you know, they can't apply anywhere. They can't apply for like housing stuff. They can't do stuff for school. They can't do anything. And here I am coming in and just kind of keeping them, you know, making sure that they're eating, making sure they're taking a shower, blah, blah, blah. So it was a lot. So I had to leave eventually, but I do kind of miss that sometimes. I think that's the most I've done. It's just restaurant, retail, social work, vet field. I guess I kind of had a desk job. I used to work for Grubhub, but like in the corporate office space. Didn't last that long. Sitting down on a computer for 10 hours a day is not for me. Talking to people and getting yelled at over the phone, not for me.
Nope.
You're not going to yell at me and you're all the way in Texas, sir, I will click. And I didn't like the workplace culture of, I cannot remember what the software was, and I don't know if it's like the same, but when we're clocked in, we had to turn on this little thing in our computer that says we're like online, and then calls will just automatically come in. And then when we're done with the conversation of the call, we'll switch over to something to like, we can type in our notes, but they would track it to make sure not to take it too long. They'll track it if you go to the bathroom, all this other stuff. Yeah, they were keeping track of everything. I hated it. I met some cool people there. I don't talk to any of them, but you know, at the time it was cool. And that was my first time experiencing a 4-day work week, 3 days off. That's probably the only thing that I miss. And I got to work in downtown, which is pretty cool.
Gross. Yay.
The perks were not that great, honestly. We got a weekly allowance, but it was at maximum enough for like maybe 2 days or 3 days worth of lunch. Didn't last that long. What else? Yeah, I think an office job in general is just not for your boy. And then now, I've never had a remote job. Don't know what it's like. Don't even know if it's for me or not.
It's definitely for me.
Yeah.
Going into the job is stressful.
Yeah, with all the fields that I've been in, that's never really been an option. So the last 4 years, I'm like, don't know what that's like, but love that for y'all. But also, I'm also glad just because of with my apartments and everything, I would want to make sure I could have it be separate where it's like not getting tired of being at home or something, which I think some people just go to coffee shops anyways. But
yeah, I know a lot of people who will go to a coffee shop and just work there all day.
Yeah.
Or could not be me. I want to be by myself.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a place where people, it's like a work specific place. Where all different people come and you just kind of go. It's not a coffee shop, but it's like a...
Like a WeWork?
Yeah, it's like a I want to say co-space or something like that people go to or whatever.
Co-op.
Co-op. That's what I think it is, yeah.
Co-opting space.
Yeah, and then it'll have like printers and stuff for you if you need or whatever. But yeah, so no. Outside of work-related stuff, what have I tried? Nothing. If people don't know, actually, I feel like I talked about it, but if not, most of my 20s, I was in a relationship. So from 20 to 27, I was in two different relationships that were both almost like 4 years. So at the end of my second relationship, when I was turning 27 or turning 28, my relationship ended. And I was so almost lost because I had not known what being single was like since I was like a teenager. But that doesn't even count because I'm a teenager. Like those relationships that I had were like,
those don't matter.
Yeah.
Unless you stayed with that nigga, in which congratulations. Don't know how you did it.
No, like my first couple boyfriends were just a couple months.
I'm talking about people who like met someone in their
high school sweetheart
and they're still together.
Yeah. That's
good
real
for y'all.
Cute. I love that for them.
Cute for y'all. Don't know how you did it.
So once my relationship ended, I was a bit discombobulated and I made a promise to myself and I'm so proud of me for sticking with it of just to until I hit 20, which is this year, just going to be
You're
single.
Gonna hit 20?
Oh, I'm sorry. Just until I hit 30. For the last 3 years of my 20s, we were just going to kind of and it's not like, how do I say it? I've always like been comfortable with myself and like, I don't feel like I need to do soul searching or anything like that, but it was just to enjoy and also get acclimated with being by myself, like being comfortable with being
alone.
Yeah, I guess you can say. And so it was hard. That first year and a half was so hard. I was crying, I think every other day. And
you are so dramatic.
I was crying so much and I hadn't like done stuff on my own in so long and just kind of reworking my brain almost to like not have to, I don't got to worry about nobody. Like it's just me. I had my pets thankfully and they were a godsend. they do not realize how much they help me. Like I wasn't like entirely alone. So thank you, Jesus, for them. And yeah, so I did it. Yay me. Gonna be 30 this year. Whoop, whoop. Now I'm ready. Ready for a man. Ready for the wedding bells. Ready for children. Like, ugh, I deserve it.
Good for you, friend.
Yeah. But so for anybody who maybe has just come out of a long-term relationship, I understand. I feel you. I'm so sorry. But, you know, on your good days or whatever, go out, have fun, meet people, blah, 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 blah. What I will say, don't be like me. And don't have your coping mechanism be sleeping around. Because it took me a little bit to realize that I was not my way of dealing with it and sleeping around.
This is why we need cameras.
Woo! I couldn't look at you because I saw it. It took my friends to tell me, like, I think you need to slow down.
My God.
Because.
My God, today.
It was literally Baskin Robbins, 31, like, just sleeping left and right. And.
My God, today.
It was, like, for a temporary satisfaction, I was still feeling, like, blah. Like, it was real rough. I mean, I've come a long way, so. Woo! But, yeah. So. I'm excited for this next chapter in my life. I'm excited for the big 3-0.
Hopefully yours isn't shit. Mine was shit.
Your birthday? Like your
30th? No, 30.
That's what I'm saying. Like your 30th?
No, just 30.
Oh, just in general.
Just 30.
It still just started, though. You still got time. You're in your 31, early 30s.
But like... Exactly. 30?
What did you do? What did you do for your 30th birthday?
I don't remember.
Oh. It was only like last year.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, I hope that's a good thing. You know, it's just like, woo, you just don't remember.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Oh, no. We had your party. I came over. I remember.
That was for 30?
I think so, unless it was a random party. But
I think that was for 29.
Was it?
That may have been 29.
Oh.
I don't really remember.
I'll have
Maybe
to look
that
and
was
see.
30. I don't know.
I feel like that would be a reason to do 30. I got to meet your friends. We were on live. It was so much fun.
I don't remember.
Yeah. And then me, we had the little photo booth, like, little thing.
Don't remember.
Oh, you were probably blasted, so.
I don't think that was 30, but
oh.
I think that, that was 29.
I'm excited for my 30th. And what's this next point that you have real quick?
That's the last one. It's just a different take on adulting.
What worked and what didn't. A different take on adulting.
That's yeah. all I really had.
I was going to say, so I guess to quickly wrap up, what would you say your 20s taught you? Like, I'm sure you feel like you've like
still
matured.
Had a lot to. Yeah, I still had a lot to, a lot of maturing to do. I still had a lot of soul searching to do. I still had a lot of work that I needed to do, and that I am not one for living with people.
Oh, I feel like you said I want to be by myself.
My goddamn self.
So this is it. This is good for you right here.
Yes, it is. It very much so is. I don't have to, if I have dishes, I can only be mad at me because they are my dishes.
Uh-huh.
I don't see other people's shit piling up all the goddamn time. It's just uh-huh. my shit. So,
yeah. I just got a new apartment.
I'm gonna leave the floor wet.
Walk around this beach naked. And nobody can tell me shit. That's one of the best parts. Me and my roommate are cool. Honestly. Aside from us being cool, the biggest thing is we can split rent. Because, man, the price of everything, the price to live, is just too much.
It's too damn high. Speaking of which, did you see that they are redoing Good Times?
No, I did not.
It is now an animated series that will be on the Netflix, and I don't know how I feel about
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Animated yeah. is an interesting choice.
Gotta
have good times.
I want to see what they do with the new with the theme song, but yeah, very interesting, very very interesting. What about you? What do you think your 20s taught you?
the first half of my 20s, 20 to 24, taught me about kind of like standing up for myself and not being so caught up in a relationship and just being like straight up blind to the red flags. And even though I was independent with just living away from home, I was still like kind of dependent on a individual, my partner at the time. So we needed to stop that and like, you know, not get taken advantage of. And then the second half of my 20s, well, this last 3 years specifically was just, you know, being okay with being by yourself. And also another thing too, yes, for those of us millennials that are 94 babies and up, we're getting older, but we're not old. 30 is not the end of it. Like 30 is still very much young. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Oldest bitch.
You're older. We say this every time.
I don't give a fuck.
You're older.
But we're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
You just had a birthday.
Okay. And so, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
And I say nothing. That because I was at a party this past weekend and people were talking about like
Rhythm spoons. Anyways, I know you don't know.
They're talking about like how old they are, and they're like, yeah, I want to be 25, be 26. And then someone's like, how old are you gonna be? And I was like,
30.
And I wasn't like ashamed, but it was just so interesting, like
being the oldest one in the room.
Yeah. But I didn't feel like it. Like I feel like I still have a very youthful like energy and stuff like that. And
girl, you should have seen. We took my grandmother to dinner, and I ordered a drink, and I got carded. And the girl looked at my, and I didn't know what to think about this, but she looked at my ID and she went, "Wow!" And I went, "She was older than me."
Okay.
And she was like, "You got some good genes at this table," and I was like, "Bitch, it's just 31." Now, I don't think I look 31, but I also don't think that I look 19. So I was very confused as to why. Wow. I mean, like so loud, the entire table heard her. I just don't understand why that was the reaction.
Oh, and the person that asked me and I said it, I don't think he did it to try to be nice, but it's funny how if I say that and they're like, oh my gosh, like you look like you're 23, 24. And I was like, thank you, but I'm okay with being 30. Like I'm excited for it actually. Yeah, I'm just gonna be 30 is all, but I know I look younger. And that's the thing, I can't wait till I'm 40 and 50 and hopefully like on and on and on. But yeah, life is
life
constantly beating me up, but constantly like there's good moments.
No lube either.
Oh, that is not what I meant.
Beating up these cheeks.
No.
With pure spit. Just saliva. No slip, like they say in the natural hair community. No, nothing. Just.
I wish y'all could see my face right now. Just what?
Hope. You thought I said hole?
Yeah, life likes to. Not pull the punches sometimes.
At least it likes to not pull out. That's what it likes to not do.
And unfortunately, I'm not having babies, so it needs to stop.
Truly.
Not because I don't want them. It's just because, you know. But
you physically can't.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Yet, deuteruses are on the way.
I will. Please.
You'll have to get a C-section.
That's okay. Cut me open. And I think the Lord did that on purpose because If I did have a uterus, and if
you'd
I could,
have six kids by now,
but yes,
happily. Guess who's pregnant again?
At that point, y'all wouldn't be surprised. Y'all I think by the third or fourth, there would be
while you're still
no
out
baby showers.
Under anesthesia. I'm like, tie his tubes. He doesn't need to know. Just
I would have to sign a consent.
Tie them. You'll sign it. Your hand will be on the paperwork. You'll
honestly
sign it.
You could probably convince me while I'm under the drugs and tell me it's something. I'd be like, yeah.
They just want to make sure that they have your name spelled correctly on the chart. Can you? And
I'm gullible, y'all.
And just to be sure, what's today's date? Write that down for me.
I am gullible. Not so much that, you know, I'm stupid, but some things just fly over my head. We should do, speaking of, before we wrap up, we should do, I don't know if you saw, but I did like a Who Are You episode or like thing of who we are from like TV shows and stuff.
I saw that, yes.
I want to do that one soon because that's funny. Like, okay. We need to tell me how I'm Sinclair and he sent me the thing and nobody did
you
it.
The man. The older man. Come on. The older woman. Come on.
The older person.
Give me something. Shit.
So yeah, what I want to do is find a thing where we take the quiz, like who do we think we are, and then what does the quiz supposedly say we are? Because like right out the gate.
You know what I'm really afraid of?
Huh?
I thought about this the other day. What if I'm Molly?
Oh, from Insecure. Because I was going to say, so like living single. Oh, and who? Okay, so real quick. This is like a preview. We'll say this and then we'll wrap up. So living single, I think, we both think I'm Sinclair. You.
Why did you say?
What? What I say? You?
That was so strong.
Khadija.
Yep.
Okay. That's who I think you are. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say
it
Max.
It makes the most sense. No. I'm not Max.
I'm only like Max.
You're close
she's like,
to Max. If you weren't
in somebody's house and eating and just.
If you weren't Sinclair, you would be Max.
I can see that. For Insecure, I would like to think I would put you as Kelly, and maybe I'm like Tiffany.
I'm definitely Kelly, but I'm so afraid
Wait,
that
maybe
I
you
am
be
Molly.
Issa.
I'm either Kelly or Issa. Those are the two that I'm willing to accept.
I feel like I'm Tiffany.
Molly,
Tiffany
I am
or
not.
Kelly. If I get Molly, I'm gonna flip a table.
I just refuse.
And then Golden Girls, which I know you don't know too much about it. I strongly believe I'm Rose. You could be Dorothy or Sophia.
I'm Sophia.
I can see that. I can see that. So that's what I want to do because that'll be a fun one of who do we think we are and stuff. But yeah, so this is a pretty fun topic. I hope y'all enjoyed. I hope this got y'all thinking. I hope it didn't get too existential because I think I talked about it like a week or two ago. Randomly, I was in the shower. And I was like, ooh, I'm turning 30. And then somehow it just spiraled very quickly. And until like, I'm getting older.
I'm an old-ass bitch.
It was getting dark real quick. Like, I'm getting older. Parents are getting older. I'm going to die. Like, it was just a lot. Like, what is life after death? I was just in the shower spiraling. And so I had to like bring myself back, just play my music and just jam out. So yeah, don't get too existential. But, you know, think about life a little bit because life goes real quick, okay? So try to be in the moment, enjoy every minute, every second, whatever. Enjoy the time with your family, your friends, your partners, everybody, or with yourself even. Enjoy all of it because you'll go from being in high school to you're 30 all of a sudden. And it's just like, whoa.
Slow the fuck down.
Yes. And speaking of, take mental health days at work, okay? Call off if you need to, especially if you have the time. They'll be fine. Your coworkers will be fine. Your job will be fine. Take those days off. You need that work-life balance.
Don't trigger me.
You need that work-life balance because nothing sucks more than just kind of being on autopilot. You're going to work, you're coming home. You're going to work, you're coming home. And then when you start to realize, I spend more time at work than I do at home.
Every day, every fucking day, as I'm laying in bed, I'm like, I'm literally going to look up and I'm going to be walking back in those fucking doors. And every day I'm walking up the steps. I was like, how did I get here so fucking fast? I was just going to sleep.
Yeah, so that's a sucky thing of I'm spending technically equal amount of time at home, but I'm sleeping at home. Like, I feel like my home where I live is just to eat and sleep, and then I spend the day at work. No. We need that work-life balance, otherwise I'm going to lose my mind. So this is just, you know, you didn't hear this from me. Y'all are grown. Y'all will make your own decisions, but, you know, maybe you need to.
And I ain't your mama.
Maybe you need to quit that job. Or
please. please.
Maybe you need to just work part-time or something and get a little sugar daddy or something.
Mm.
Or try to find a job that you could
sell
do.
Sell a little balloon knot.
4 days. I almost forgot what I was going to say because of you. But, you know, put yourself first, basically, so that you can enjoy life.
You better put
because
that woman
I would hate for anybody
first.
To just kind of like just realize like, oh, my God, I'm like 40 or 50. And like
life has just passed me by.
Yeah. So we don't want you to live without or live
with regrets.
Yeah.
No regrets.
So that's what I'm doing. I have no qualms about calling off. I have no qualms. I'm like,
don't trigger me.
I mean, that's what I did today because I
trigger me.
No, I called.
I was
mental health day. That's what I chalked it up to. So if y'all need a reason, it's a mental health day. Don't ask no more questions.
You don't need a reason either. Don't let these jobs make you think that you have to tell them why you're taking the day off. You're taking the day off because you're taking the day off. It's
and
PTO.
I can't say why. I can't be like,
prepare
I hate
the
it
others.
Here. I hate you. I hate what I do. I can't say that. So.
You can't. You don't want to know the truth.
Ooh. But yeah. Beat me up, Scotty. Hit me up.
Oh.
Hurry up. Thank you.
Oh. Don't play with me.
You said I will stop this.
I will stop this train just as fast as I start. Wow. As soon as everything starts to hit me, we're ending.
Oh. Yeah. So this is a good.
I'm fucked up.
Thank you so much for listening. For anyone turning 30 this year, woo!
Old ass bitches.
Anyways, for those of us that are haters and older,
Wow. That was pointed.
And actually, for those that are younger and like to try to like dog on us that are older, y'all are gonna
looking
get older
than us. Oh.
Oh, well, that actually. That too.
Shots fired.
Some of y'all are looking older than us and y'all
some,
are.
Some? Let me tell you something. I be swiping. Like, there's no way this thing is 25. There's no way you're 26. You look 4 years older than
and they're
me.
Trying to say it's because like the pandemic aged people and they're super stressed, blah 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 blah. Well,
yeah, I'm stressed and aged. Yeah. But guess what, again, a bitch went wow when looking at my ID.
Yeah, they're saying I look younger, but they're saying you look older, so just remember that.
You know what they're saying, they're saying it's because the Gen Z grew up with less preservatives and that the red dye number 40 and the what was that shit we used to drink? It was drank. It wasn't drink.
What did we drink?
I feel like it started with a G.
Gatorade?
No. No, it starts with a T. It's Tampico, where it was kind of...
Oh, like that juice that's like...
Drank.
Woo!
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, real tart.
Mm-hmm.
I still love me some of that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, don't forget to follow us everywhere you are listening.
Apple, Spotify, follow, subscribe, rate us, all that stuff.
Do
and
it. Or
on
die.
On top of that, whenever you listen, take a screenshot, bam, post it on your Instagram and tag us, please. Hey Girlfriend Podcast. We would love, you know, to...
TM.
To like kind of repost it and like thank you for your support, honestly, because we know that y'all listening, but I would like to actually see it so I could thank you and stuff.
We have a listener that will be on the show next week,
and then after that it's my friend.
Wow, two back-to-back guests.
Starting off April, so fun. I'm excited. I haven't seen it. I'm just kind of keeping myself out of the loop so that I can be surprised for that for next week.
Oh, I just... we'll talk about it when I'm done.
Okay. But that's it. Happy end of March. Happy April. I don't know what April is like the month of.
Aries.
Oh.
And foolishness.
I don't know anything about Aries, but... That's it. Hopefully we start warming up soon. And don't forget, what did AJ say earlier? Wear deodorant.